You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete. God abundantly provides for us. Discover more in week 3 of Knowing God.
Thank you, Pastor Archie. You know, every time you're introduced that way, you better preach well. I was told that this is a very young service at 3 p.m. And just looking at you now, you know what? I want to say prophetically that God is going to grow this church by leaps and bounds, that even you will be surprised. God is a builder of His church, and many times He uses people. People, relationships. And I'm glad that Pastor Archie is here, of course, together with Rian. I want to honor both of them. You know what? I think 1 or 2 years back, Pastor Archie preached in Bacolod. I think it was the first time I heard him preach. And I was just looking at him, front row. I was saying, someday, I want to preach like him. I want to preach like him. Seriously, this guy, you're blessed with a powerful, powerful preacher here in Victory Dumaguete. And I hope you do not take that for granted. Treasure your pastor. Make sure he is loved. You know, just make sure he is affirmed and encouraged all the time, okay? It's not easy to run a church. Never. It's never, ever easy to run a church. Arch, Rian, thank you for having me here today. It's always a joy, always a privilege to preach the Word of God. But before I go and jump into my Word, I'd like to quickly introduce my family. This is my wife, me, my wife, and our 6-year-old daughter. My wife is here, of course, live. Okay. I want to honor her for just sticking with me, especially in the church planting stage. You know, when you're a church planter, it's like you go, not necessarily knowing where, okay? But Reggie has been with me in the good and in the bad, and I'm just so happy that she decided to do that with me. What a joy and what an honor. And of course, our daughter Yana is also here. She's somewhere there in Kids Church. And you know, it's not very difficult to find her. You just have to listen, and the noisiest girl you will find there, that's her, most likely, okay? That's her. Again, what a joy. What a privilege. Pastor Archie already mentioned that we're in our 3rd week of our series entitled Knowing God. And when you look at this series of Knowing God, it's not an uphill climb. You hear? It's not rather difficult because we understand that we have a God who wants to make Himself known. Knowing God is something that you and I can deal with because He personally presents Himself to us. We're not at a loss. He's not a tyrant out there just ruling over us. He wants to reveal Himself to us. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." And so I pray that even as we went through prayer and fasting last week, and even today, you're coming in here. I'm not sure if this is your first time, second time, third time. You've been here for the longest time. You're volunteering, you've been serving, you've been leading worship. I hope your heart is to always seek God in everything that you do. Seek God. Say, seek God. Seek God. And that's a promise. When you seek me with all your heart, you will find me. You will find me. And so we realize it's not an uphill climb. That's our biggest win in this series, that we have a God who wants to be known. Week 1, we talked about the glory of God. We know Him as He displays His glory in man, in creation, and realized in Christ. Amen? We realize that when we see all of creation, that includes you. Look at the person next to you. Parang creation ba ni Lord yan? Okay? All right, when... Some of you are laughing. I really preach like this. So, okay? You realize that it's already there, the glory of God. We know Him as His glory is revealed for all of us. Last week, we talked about the goodness of God. And Wong, you can affirm that God is a good God. Yeah. He's a good God in the good times and bad times. He's a good God. He is a good God. No matter what, in whatever situation, many times we have to start evaluating things as how the Bible says. Many times we feel like He isn't good, don't we? Lord, You forgot me na naman. Di ba? But God is good. His Word says He is good. No matter what, that's His nature. There's nothing that you and I can do to change that. He is good. He is good. Today, we're going to talk about God's generosity. God's generosity. Who among you believe that we have a generous God? Generous God. We're going to talk about that today. So if you have your Bibles with you, kindly open to the book of Psalms. Chapter 65. We're basically covering the whole chapter, but we're going to start off by reading verses 11 to 13. Are you ready? Read with me from the ESV. Ready? Go. You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. Okay, you and I need to understand our nation, the Philippines, is actually a nation of festivals, aren't we? Diba? Wherever you go, most likely that city has a festival. When you go to Bacolod, it's Mascara. When you go to Calibo, what is it called? Atietihan. Diba? It happens every January. When you go to Iloilo, it's Dinagyang. Right? Especially here in the Visayas, it seems like it all happens on January. That's why it's more fun in the Philippines, right? Because we're a nation of festivals, okay? Everywhere we go, we find reason to celebrate. Here in Dumaguete, what do you have? Silvanas Festival? Okay. You know, everything here in Dumaguete is good. Your worship team is good. Your pastor is a great preacher. You know, Why Not is good. Sansrival is good. Everything here is good, okay? Going back, we belong to a nation of festivals. The only problem with the reality of festivals here in the Philippines is that it's supposed to give honor. It's supposed to give credit to someone for a perceived blessing or a cause, isn't it? It was designed that way. So you realize there are patron saints, okay? If you're here and you believe in that, I'm not against you. It's just stating truth, okay? There are patron saints for what? For healing, for harvest, for breakthrough and all that. But I'd like to say today that that is misplaced gratitude. Because it's only one source. There's only one source of all goodness. There's only one source of all blessing. And that's God Himself. Nothing else, no one else. We start off today understanding and realizing that you and I, we have a generous, generous God. We have a generous God. And David was looking at this in the same setting. You know why? Psalm 65 was written in a time of a festival. It was the Feast of Tabernacles. And scholars would say that the Feast of Tabernacles, you were actually harvesting grapes, okay? This was grape harvest. This was the final output and byproduct of this was actually wine. This perhaps was a really good festival, good harvest, okay? And so they were doing this, and David was writing this towards the end of his life, okay? I'm not sure how old he was exactly, but he was writing this at an older age, okay? So we're not looking at David the shepherd boy, okay? We're looking at David post-Goliath, okay? This guy is rather old now, okay? Towards the end of his life. And so he starts to look at this harvest, bountiful harvest, and he starts to say, you know what? This is misplaced gratitude. The reason why he was writing Psalm 65 was to give credit to where credit is due. And that's what he was doing. And today I'm going to share four proofs. Say four. Four proofs that God is indeed generous according to Psalm 65. We're going to look at the heart of David and what's going to happen here. All right. Four proofs of God's generosity. And this is apat na P. Okay, four P's. Okay? It's not just a government who has four P's. Even God is the ultimate source of the four P's, not the government, okay? God is more generous than the Philippine government, all right? And so we're going to look at those four today, right out of Psalm 65. First P, first proof that God is indeed a generous God is that He displayed that through His pardon. Say pardon. The pardon of God, the forgiveness of God. Psalm 65, verse 3 is what David starts to say. It says, when iniquities prevail against me, You atone for our transgressions. And when you mention the word iniquities, it's actually overwhelming sin. Say overwhelming. Overwhelming sin. And if there's one person who can readily and truthfully talk to us about overwhelming sin, it's David himself. You know what happened, right? He saw a lady. What's the name of the lady? Bathsheba, because she likes to take a bath, okay? Bathsheba, and he saw her, all right? And you know what happened next? Adultery happened. And Bathsheba sent him a text message that's supposed to bring life to him, but brought condemnation to him. I am pregnant. Isn't it? When he got the text message, ah, wala na, patay na. Okay, he understood. Now I'm overwhelmed by my sin, and so he created another sin. He started to murder. There was murder now. It's starting to change up here. Murder happened. Suddenly. Not just that, you can already imagine when Uriah, the husband, died, he had to bear false witness. You imagine him. Uriah was a soldier, and so in his burial, David had to come up with a speech. I want to honor Uriah for it. But it was him who had him killed, right? While the army was giving a 7-gun salute, he was there. Oh, Uriah was a good soldier. I just had to take his wife. Overwhelming sin. Are you getting this? Overwhelming sin. He knew that. But he also knew prophetically what's going to happen in the New Testament. He says, when overwhelming sin prevails against me, when it prevails against me, you atone for our transgressions. Atone for our transgressions. The word atone, the word pardon actually doesn't fully give justice to the word atone. Word atone is propitiation, not just pardon. What's the difference here? Pardon is saying you're forgiven. You're forgiven. Propitiation is saying you're forgiven and let me take your place. That's what happened here. And so I think prophetically, some of you need to understand this today. Whatever it is that you have done before, whatever it is that you're coming to me now and saying, you've been keeping this in your heart. You've been hesitant coming to church. Amen? You've been hesitant to preach the gospel because certain spirit of condemnation in your heart. You need to hear this. God is no longer mad at you. God is not mad at you anymore. Oh, diba? God is no longer mad at you. So we need to hear that here today. Let the person next to you. Move on na. Okay, my friend. Enough na, please. Okay? Okay, move on na. Alright? Verse 4 says, blessed is the one you choose and bring near to dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied. Say satisfied. Satisfied with the goodness of your house, the holiness of your temple. And I hope that's a foundation by which we're looking at this today. The generosity of God was best displayed by the grace of God. When he decided, I'm going to die for you. That's the best display of the generosity of God. You're still not getting this. It's like this. You're coming to God and you say, Lord, you know what? You remember that sin last time? You're having this conversation, right? God, you remember what I did? The one that I asked you forgiveness from. And you say, Lord, you know what? I'm really sorry. And here's God on the other side saying, what sin? What sin was that again? I say, you know, you forgot na, Lord. I forgot na, Lord. You know what I did? Bible says, your sins I will remember no more. Husbands and wives, that's why we don't go back to the stuff that happened last week, right? I'm blessed with a wife who doesn't talk to me about what I did last time, diba? The mistakes that I made, the things that I forgot to bring home, you know, the things that I forgot to buy. She doesn't talk to me about that. She always says, love, your sins, I will remember no more, okay? Knowing God, okay? Best is played in his part. Four P's, right? Second P that we need to talk about is the power of God in our lives. Verse here says, by awesome deeds, you answer us with righteousness, O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. Who among you experienced awesome deeds from God in our prayer and fasting? Yeah. Come on. Breakthrough upon breakthrough, blessing upon blessing, grace upon grace. I hope you experience that in your life. Verse 6, the one who by his strength established the mountains, being girded with might, being surrounded with might. Who among you know a person who has tried to establish a mountain? Okay? Pastor, I have a friend. Okay? I know, you're getting this, right? Basically, what the psalmist here, what David was saying was, you who create impossibilities, establishing mountains. Are you getting this? Who stills the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, the tumult of the peoples, and the disciples got a first-hand experience when it comes to calming of the seas. I know what happened here. Storms. There was a huge squall. And the disciples were panicking, right? Halaka. Okay, let's fix this now, okay? All the pails. They were trying to do everything. Flow thermo. Okay, prepare now. Okay. They were panicking already. And they saw Jesus sleeping. The first reaction was, Lord, don't you care if we drown? Doesn't that sound familiar? Lord, don't you care if I cannot pay my bills? Lord, don't you care if my daughter cannot take the exam? Lord, don't you care if I cannot pay off the monthly amortization of my Toyota Innova? Are you getting this? Lord, don't you care? Don't you care? Lord is saying, I care. And Jesus simply woke up and said, stop. Went back to sleep. Are you getting this? Your God and my God is a powerful God. Verse 8, so that those who dwell at the ends of the earth are in awe at your signs. Say signs. Well, we believe in signs and wonders. Husbands and wives, it happens to us, right? When the wife signs, the husband wonders, okay? Credit cards, okay? Husband wonders, where will I get the payment for this, okay? Signs. Signs are supposed to point us to something. It's a clear direction, right? Signs. Turn left, turn right. That's the power of God. It says, everyone is in awe at your signs. But you see, signs don't just point us to something. It points us to someone. Power of God points us to who He is. He's not just out to show His power. He's out to reveal Himself to you. God is not out here just doing an exhibition. It's not just a fireworks display. What He's trying to say is, hey, you know me? It's me again. Knowing God. This is what's happening here. Knowing God. Through His power. Power. God's miracles are God's memories with us. Always remember what He has done. I am blessed to have a wife who writes everything down. Except my mistakes, okay? When God does something to you and you know that was a miracle, make sure you write it down. Make sure you record it. Make sure you remember it. In marriage, who among you are newly married? Hoping to be newly married? Hopeless na, okay? If you're newly married, Pastor, I gave up, okay? I need the power of God, okay? You see, if you're newly married, one of the best advices I got was make sure you spend time and memories together. Because when the bad things and situations come and you're tempted to separate and annul, you go back to the good memories and say, are we willing to give this up? Same thing with God. He's trying to build memories with you and me. His power isn't just an exhibition. He's trying to court you here. You hear, ladies? Trying to court you here and saying, hey, I'm here. I'm here. Memories. memories, when we take time to remember what God has done in the past, we stop being in fear of the future. God is doing now, He's preparing you for hard times ahead. I'm just showing you my power now so that in the future you will not have to fear. Amen? First was His pardon, His power. Next P is His presence. My favorite. My favorite. And David was saying, verse 9, you visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. Every time the Bible mentions the river of God, it's not a physical river. Psalm 46 verse 4 says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. What river is he talking about? This is the presence of God. The presence of God in your life and in my life. This is what the psalmist was talking about. You water its furrows abundantly, settling its ridges, softening it with showers, and blessing its growth. You hear? Listen up here. David understood this, the presence of God. And many times we feel like the presence of God is a certain chill down our spine. Ah, the presence of God. You know, when there's a certain cold, malamang aircon, diba? Certain cold. But David was coming from something. He was at his old age trying to look back at the presence of God. It's like this. When David, this little boy, volunteered to fight Goliath, this giant head on, was God there? Was God there? So you see, in the difficult times, God is there. When David made a mistake here with Bathsheba, and he committed sin. What a disappointment. Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Even after that, he was referred to as a man after God's own heart. Was God there? Yes? So you see, even in disappointing times, God is there. Consequence came. The child born to him and Bathsheba died. Was he able to recover? Was he able to recover? Yes. So you see, even in the depressing times, God is there. Very good. Very good. When he had to run away from Saul and Abimelech, they were after his life. He ran to the mountains, hid in the caves, and started to write down Saul's hidden. Was God there? This is what David was saying when he said, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I go from your presence? Wherever I go, you're there. In the mountains, in the seas, to the ends of the earth, you are there. You see, even in the dangerous times, God is there. Face it, Victory Dumaguete. God doesn't deprive us of himself. There is no way that this God, generous God, will deprive you of himself. Whatever season it is that you're going through today, He is there. His presence is there, even when it doesn't feel like it. Even when it doesn't feel like it. Philip Yancey has a book entitled, Where is God When It Hurts? Who among you are hurting today? No, don't raise your hand. Ako, pastor. So proud pa. Ako, pastor, hurting. Okay. Oh, ikaw hurting ka, oy. Some of you are, Mr. Wag na yan. Okay. Sakit eh. Where is God when it hurts? Philip Yancey was talking about this and he said, God, where is he? He is not in the pain. He is not in the hurt. He is not in the circumstance. He is in you to make sure that when the circumstances come, when the hurt comes, when the pain comes, he's there to cry with you. And when you recover, he's there to smile with you. Song of Songs says, he collects all our tears and writes them in his book so that someday when you and I face him, face to face, man to man, He's gonna show it to you and say, that time, I was there. I was there. Knowing God. His pardon, His power, His presence, lastly, His provision. Who more need the provision of God today? Yes? Yes, Pastor, 15 and 30, I need that, okay? Provision. His provision. Verse 11 says, you crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. We read this a little earlier today. Personal pronoun, you and your, mentioned three times in the same verse. And you know, in the Hebrew, that means something. This is saying, you. It was you. Not an ancient God. You remember? Misplaced gratitude. Not an ancient God. Not anyone else. Not something else. It was you who crowns the year with your bounty. Your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. All this is yours. Be careful if you're here today and you're saying, I am a self-made man. Have you ever heard of that? That guy, he's a self-made man. You're in a dangerous path if you feel like you're a self-made man. Everything, all the blessings that you and I experience today, there's only one source. Generous, generous God. God is our source. What God has entrusted to us is not our source. He is. What am I saying here? Pastor, my job is my source. No, even if you don't have a job anymore, God will take care of you. If you just lost your job, God will find ways to provide for you. Don't worry. Even in the seasons of drought, if you're literally planting and harvesting, even in bad weather, even in difficult times, even in the impossible times, God can find ways to provide for you. Your source is not your mom and dad, students. Hello. Your source for unashamed. Most likely is your mom and dad. Okay. Okay. I just want to be truthful, okay? Iniba yung point, you know? Verse 12. The pastures of the wilderness overflow. Say, overflow. The hills gird themselves with joy. The meadows clothe themselves with flocks. The valleys deck themselves with grain. They shout and sing together for joy. They do it to themselves. It's not much effort on your part and my part. When the pardon of God, when the power of God, and when the presence of God is there, provision is automatic. Automatic. It will just happen. You will see it come to fruition. So make sure in your fundraising, make sure the pardon of God, the presence of God, the power of God is there, okay? Provision comes easy when that happens. Are you getting this? My friends, God is a generous, generous, generous God. And maybe you're sitting here today, I don't know which one you really need right now. Pardon, power, presence, maybe provision. Let me try and land this with a story. We were starting Victory Silai about 3 years ago. We attempted to plant Victory Silai. And Pastor Archie here understands when you're starting a church, there isn't much. The collectors of our tithes and offering were muscle bound. You know, they had to lift weights. The ushers who carried the tithe bags, they had to lift weights. They had to be muscle bound. Yung tithe kasi coins eh. Diba? So mabigat, okay? There wasn't much there. This is a good story, okay? My wife and I, from our house, we had a small group and we were in a couples group, this Victory group, and they said, let's go to Ayala, okay? Let's go to Ayala, let's have dinner. And just trying to be honest with you here, the money that we had in our pockets, both of us combined, was 300 pesos. 300. And so, never ever show lack of faith, we will go. Okay. So the first prayer was, Lord, we pray that our car will reach there without turning off. No gasoline, okay? Lord, just get there. And so, husbands and wives, you know this. Pag walang pera, tahimik ang sasakyan. Diba? No conversation. Silent driving. You know, the fear. Just just driving, right? Husbands, you know this, right? Walang nagyayabang kasi wala eh. Right before Ayala, if you're familiar with Bacolod, it's a flyover. The longest flyover in Negros. No, it's very short. You go up and then you go down, okay? Right in that flyover, I talked. I broke the silence. And a lot like how the psalmist would pray, it started to say, Lord, it's you who will be embarrassed by all this. Ikaw, Lord. Kasi people will start to tell me, oh, when you were working in the corporate world, you were well provided for. Now that you're in the ministry, wala na. You shouldn't have gone full time. And I said, Lord, it's your name on the line, not mine. Blackmail, eh? You better show up. Okay? Oh, malapit na kami sa Ayala, Lord. Okay? This is you. It's your name at stake, not mine. I have nothing to lose here. So when we got there, four families, Chinese family, you know that demographic right there. And Seafood Island. Seafood Island, ano eh? The smallest bill you can get is 1,200. Right? And it was there right in front of us. You know the feeling of eating, not knowing if you will be able to pay for what you're eating? Parang, Lord, salamat sa blessing, Lord. You're trying to... Sana naman makita nila na hindi ko dinamian yung pagkain. Konti lang, okay? Ah, konti lang sa amin, okay? And there were four families. And when the bill came, exactly 1,200. So how much per family? 300. Tumpak! Thank you, Lord! Breakthrough! Tama? And we were saying, Lord, thank you for saving us. Now, just get us home. And Lord, please, let the car reach home. And so, we're on the way to the parking lot. And out of nowhere, guy in our small group says, oh, tara, kaliya tayo. When he said, kaliya, oh, patay na. Eto na. You better show up. And so, remember, do not show weakness. Faith. Yeah, let's go. Yeah. Let's go. My wife was, wow. You know, nagsasalita nang hindi gumagalaw. Okay. I wasn't sure what language, but we got there, okay? O naman, being a father, provider, order lang kayo. Okay? Prophetic, okay? Takot na takot na ako, di ba? Parang, Lord, you better show up. Provide ka. Kakaya, Lord. So what I did was, out of desperation, who won't have ever been in that? Out of desperation, you've tried anything and everything. I took out my wallet. Eh, wala ngang sahod, wala kaming ATM. And so, I opened my wallet. Look for any ATM I can find. Ana, puro resibo, di ba? Wow, receipt. I pulled out a BDO ATM. Half broken. Okay? Lana, that was my corporate. At this time, I didn't even realize it was still there. And right beside Kalea, there's an ATM. It wasn't BDO, but I tried it out anyway. Lord, bahala na. Nakapila, di ba? I was there. Put in the ATM. I wasn't even sure what my passcode was. It was years ago. I tried everything. Buti na lang pumasok, di ba? And so when I checked balance, 13,000. But the day before, someone was telling me there are errors going on in the ATM. So I said, nah, when I withdraw, it's not gonna come out. I tried to withdraw. It came out. 13,000 pesos. When it came out, it's that feeling of daming nakapila, hindi ka naman pwede mag-praise God! Hindi pwede. Dapat medyo composed ka, okay? Eba, faith though, brother, faith, okay? When I took it out, ang, 13,000, okay? I wasn't sure if it was legal or illegal, okay? Seriously, am I in sin, Lord? I took it out, put it in my wallet, composed myself, went back to Kalea. Remember? They were there. My wife hasn't ordered yet. Kulang sa faith, eh. Okay na, okay na, okay na. Overtime, papagalitan ako ni Archie. Okay. And I said, oh, why didn't you order pa? Yeah. And I was telling everyone, order na kayo, it's on us. And now, napalakas talaga, sam ko kunin yan. Sam ko kunin yan. And I said, order lang kayo. We have 13,000 pesos. After this, we go to the grocery and tomorrow we'll pay our rent. Yuck! We told our victory group, this is what happened. Everyone was teary-eyed and I know you didn't tell us. But you see, they're not my source. Could have been very easy to tell them we don't have anything. They could have treated us to Kalea. That's what? 90 pesos? 120 pesos? You see, God is our source. When you allow Him to be your source, He surprises you. Amen. He surprises you with way more than what you ask. Right. Way more. I hope you start to trust Him in your life today. Good. I hope you start to trust Him in your life today.